That's true.
No, why was?
Hey, why would you need it? 1 minute
we're
now.
We hate wearing it as it is. Let's not add anything else to it.
Oh, I see, said the man who said I see. All right, listen. All right, Ward,
look. There's 45 seconds left. You see up there? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So.
No, it's time to go.
It's
1900.
Oh, it is time to go. Oh, so we are actually on Jesus. Now. Maybe I should start the music.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some man you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
I said Spike check one, Spike check two, Spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another award-deserving episode of Spike on the Mic Show. Hi, ladies and gentlemen, I am the guy known as this Spike on the Mic, and we are here to make some nothings in your eardrums tonight, today, on this fine, fine day of the week. I'm going to talk to you guys about something about that, but let me go ahead and do what I have to do. I have to introduce the crew because I can't do this alone, and I refuse to do this alone because it's more fun when people are watching. So, the man who we like to say he's home-studied and he owns a boat, we like to call him Dr. Captain. Dr. Captain Clark, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like Teflon to a frying pan.
You know, actually, all I see is a head. It's killing me. It's killing me. It makes me hot, as I like to tell you.
Don't look at it.
Just like that, huh? No.
Pretty simple.
You want it. That's why you wore it. So, the man who's putting the music through your eardrums, we like to call him the one, the only, PWs. PWs, how you sticking?
I am sticking like cat hair to a black tank top.
Ooh. Long sleeve black tank top, huh?
I wasn't speaking about any tank tops in particular. It just came to mind.
Listen, you guys know why we're here. We're here for one reason and one reason only. It is as the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking? We should always tell him that, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
I'm like a guy who just mixed up tzatziki sauce.
Oh, tzatziki.
Yeah.
Oh, well, good job. I don't know what that is, but it is what it is, right?
I'll pronounce it right. It's tzatziki.
Yes. Oh. Tzatziki.
Well, good job, PWC. You are foreign. You do speak another language.
I speak the Greek.
And the Spike on the Mic, and what is it, Spikelopedia stuff.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so also, the guy who really speaks foreign languages and knows too much and knows it all, we like to call him the Bill Smots. Bill Smots, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like someone who doesn't want to come up with anything clever because he's trying to watch Monday Night Football and getting ready for hockey, all his fantasy.
Man, that's a lot.
All that's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah. Monday Night Football, kicking off in 5 minutes.
Got the only, Rays have the night off, though.
Do they?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Go ahead, go, sports guy.
Real quick. Giants, quite a few are kneeling. The Steelers, no one's kneeling, but the entire team is holding a Stop Racism banner that runs basically the length of the field, and it's about their waist.
Damn. High. Is everybody booing?
There's no one there.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
they can pipe in the booing, right? Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I didn't realize that, although we was going to do our football pick later on, but I guess I'll take that off the list as far as the – who's playing right now, Smots?
The Steelers and Giants.
Okay. All right.
And you do have a couple of players from the Steelers, fists in the air, a la 1968 Mexico City.
All right. There very go. Good. All right.
And so now let's go ahead and put some chromosomes on this show here. I'll go with, first of all, let's go with my girl, Billy. Billy, how you sticking?
I am sticking like a swaddling cloth to Captain Clark.
Oh, that's nice. A swaddling cloth.
Look, he's
I hope he don't fall asleep.
He's sticking his thumb.
I think he pretty much did.
Fall asleep. And the next chromosome we're going to hear from is our lovely, talented Miss Tiffany. Tiffany, how you sticking?
Oh, look, she's playing she's Steve.
So she's so new. Still mute her phone.
Whoop. Oh, thank you. Press the button.
Yeah, remember, go ahead. Maybe you should keep you muted. Yeah.
I'm sticking like anybody would in a long sleeve bra.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
That is accurate.
If you were part of the pre-show,
I wonder how much of the pre-show went out. If we got to the long sleeve bra.
We're going to invent the long sleeve bra. I just thought about a reason why we're doing it. So you can wear it in the winter.
Oh,
you don't need the sleeves
First
in the winter.
All, where do we have winter?
Well, it's true, yeah. Okay. Here in sunny Florida.
In the winter, all you have to do is layer all the shirts. You don't need a bra.
But if you have a long sleeve bra on, then you have to put on too many shirts. All right, it's all in production. It's all we are learning this stuff. It's all in production, okay? Don't poo-poo right. on my idea just so soon.
Oh, I'm pooping on it.
God. All right, poop and bra, fine. What she said a little earlier, that's wrong. I'm going to have to cut that out.
I thought I mouthed it.
I think you did, too.
You mouthed it and whispered it.
Oh,
You good.
I don't think she actually said it. I think she just mouthed
it. If she didn't say it, I won't beep it.
Yeah, you probably won't have to. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, that is the crew. The gas man is still on assignment. He's just using up all his vacation days. Ooh, speaking of which, I need to talk to AP because they hadn't done that. Anyway, that's inside stuff. That's what they call housekeeping. So now that we've introduced the crew and you guys know who is here, we also have to do some other housekeeping things. And so with that, let's go ahead and talk to the sponsors. Yeah, let's do that.
All right. The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, stpeteradio.com.
Welcome to Hooters! Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Now, I didn't watch, but I'm pretty sure Chase Elliott came in fifth. So that would mean free fried pickles.
Oh, free fried pickles for all participating Hooters. If you go down there tonight and watch Monday Night Football and whatever the other thing Smosh was talking about, you could get a chance to get some free fried pickles. Ooh, that sounds delicious if you like those sort of things. Also, there was something else I was thinking about.
And those are sleeveless pickles.
Sleeveless pickles.
Yes.
It's the only way to eat them. Topless and sleeveless.
See, poo-pooing, y'all trying to poo-poo on my idea. I'm not going to let y'all bring me down.
Oh, my God. The word poo-poo. I don't even know why. Just say poop.
No, because...
Just finish it. You're like, poo-poo. Just say poop.
Poo-poo. No, no, no. See? I'm going to say it. All right, so we've done all that housekeeping here, I think. But we have to do about... we're here, ladies and gentlemen, for three things.
No.
We're here to talk about three things.
There we go. The past, the present, and the future.
Do I look
what?
Fat? I lost the weight. What? Serious. All right, so now, all you listeners, now you have just been marveled and amazed by the housekeeping and all the things that we do, the business things we do before we make this show.
Thank goodness we don't do that for the whole show.
I'm sorry?
Thank goodness we don't do that for the whole show. I'm out of breath right now, you know.
Yeah, really.
All I did was swivel in my chair, and I'm out of breath, you know.
Speaking of out of breath, you guys can always participate and call because we are a caller-driven show.
Oh.
You can call it 813-699-3900. That's 813-699-3900. We would love to hear you because we are here to entertain you and the other masses out there in this place called the universe. Speaking of the universe, before we get the show started, I always like to do what we like to call cow chips.
A cow chip, yeah.
Cow chip, yeah. It's something, you know, that we do.
All week I've been thinking, I'm missing something. What is it? And it's a cow chip, yes.
Yes, the cow chips, ladies and gentlemen, it's something that you can take and use in your daily activities in life. These are things, a little nugget of knowledge that you can use and you'll learn only here on the Spike on the Mic show.
Only here. Don't hear it anywhere else.
Yeah, but think about that. If you, let's say you're at your chiropractor and it's at a lull now, there's no one speaking, you can say, hey, did you know? Insert cow chip here. So let me all give right. you just three little cow chips that you will know.
Three.
First cow three just small little cow chips. All this right. is news you can use. Did you guys know that the stomach acid in your stomach is strong enough to dissolve metal?
Yes.
Think about that. You got acid in your stomach that can dissolve metal, so you can't digest metal. But
as long as it's aluminum foil.
If you do, it can do it. It can digest it. And another cow chip that you might say, dang, I did not know that.
Okay.
Is to prevent themselves from drifting apart, sea otters hold hands while they sleep.
Yes.
Oh, that's so nice.
That's sweet.
Oh, yeah. Look, there's one over there.
No, they hold hands.
No, there's one that's got blue surrounding. Yes. And he's
and
holding.
And the last cow chip that you guys can use in your daily excursions is, it is virtually impossible for you to hum and hold your nose at the same time. Just can't be done. It's a... Of course, everybody try. You're not. You can't do it.
I just did it. What are you talking about?
You just made noise. You didn't hum.
I was humming.
Yeah.
Okay. Am I forgetting anything else? I'm asking the research and development department. Am we forgetting anything? Or asking management? And I mean,
who's in that department?
It's a Bob.
Bob?
Bob in research. And then we have Stanley, who's in sales.
They're all on vacation.
All right, we've got a hurricane going, though.
Oh, yeah, and Sally over there. In...
Oh, look at that. I've pressed the button.
Yep.
It's playing now, and we can't hear it. That's so good.
I can hear it. I heard it.
You could?
I can hear it.
Yeah.
Why didn't I hear it?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I heard it. So,
all right, good.
It sounded
way
good
down
to me.
Sally.
All right, so let's go ahead and do some award-deserving episodes. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, what we do is I give topics, and right. we ask this resistant fighter crack pack crew here to give me their opinions on these topics here to make the world go round, because there are things out there that only the resistant fighters can answer and make sense of it. So without further ado, let's go ahead and do topic changing music.
Topic.
I swear you remind me of Gumby, damn it. I don't know. You tell me, you ask me not to look, but it's kind of like a woman running down the street in a long sleeve.
No,
bra.
I think there's a goal involved here. I think Clark is going to use the fewest calories possible during this show.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
I like to call this topic here, so no more breastfeeding in public.
So no more breastfeeding in public?
Oh, dear.
Not with that long sleeve bra.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's true, too. That is true. All right. So Polylite, that is a 13-year-old candy company, confection company over in Austin, Texas.
Polylite.
Yeah. Lollipile.
Wait a minute. You got to tell us what it actually is.
Praise Jesus.
Get your glasses and read it again.
It's called Lollipile.
Lollipile?
Lollipile.
There, what?
That's a 13-year-old candy company.
Lolly what?
It's actually Lollipile. P-H-I-L-E.
Lollipile. Wow. He was nowhere near that at any point.
Either way, nobody's heard of it. Carry on.
But the thing is, no one would have known that.
Well, no, but it's important. We didn't know anything because you said it different every time.
It's over in Austin, Texas, and this candy company came out with a lot of bizarre and unique flavors, including the flavor of blue cheese, chocolate, bacon, lavender, and my favorite, mermaid. Anybody know what mermaid is?
Yes, I've gone down there. Yeah,
you've had that. You've tasted that before. That's a real thing. Somebody,
he's hallucinating.
What is it supposed to taste like?
I have no idea what mermaid tastes like.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, the founder of this lolly pile thing, he invented this next flavor based on a lot of his friends were popping out babies left and right. And he was inspired by this because he wanted to placate a lot of crying toddlers with extra protein for the adults. So he invented a lollipop that tastes like breast milk. It's the latest flavor, breast milk lollipop out there that kids can use. Now, question to the resistance fighters and no guess. Is this a good idea? Is this on the same lines as the long sleeve bra? And I'll start out with you, Voice of Reason.
Is he on mute? Is he talking?
He has no reason.
He's muted all up.
Okay. Yeah, it's something that they've actually done. So I think it's a real thing.
I was really just wondering, was it a good idea?
And you know, I'd have to actually taste it to tell you if it was any good or not.
All right. Yes.
All right.
Let's order some.
Yeah. Okay. So Tiffany, is this a good idea?
I mean, why not? If they're going to sell, I could care less. If that's something you want to lick and taste,
sure.
Why not? I mean, I'd rather taste the breast milk one than the mermaid. At least it tastes like water.
Yeah, really. All right, Billis?
They're marketing it to calm down children, like a small child. If he's going crazy, give them a boob on a stick.
Yeah.
And he or she will be calmer.
Yeah, yes.
That's the reason, but I don't feel like that.
I think it's hilarious, honestly. I'll take six of those breast milks and a mermaid. Sticks,
huh? Dr. Captain Clark?
I think it's a good idea if you're over 18 and you buy one and a red light goes off at the FBI headquarters as soon as you make the purchase.
Yeah. You're almost getting to where I was going at PWs.
I think he was talking about our pre-show. I think I'm willing to suck on anything.
Those are great stocking stuffers. How do you spell this?
He really ain't. And Smites, are you available? What do you think about the boob on a stick?
Well, I think that, you know, if you watch the movie Me, Myself, and Irene with Jim Carrey, it might go well for many guys.
Oh, exactly. All right, Voice of Reason, what you want to put into this?
I just want to inject that not all breast milk tastes the same.
Some taste like mermaid.
Right. It depends on whether you eat grass.
Wait, have you tried multiple kinds of
breast milk? Yeah, I want to ask that.
Well, I just...
What kind's in your glass?
I'm just imagining that they don't all taste the same.
No, I mean, it's true. If you eat grains...
Like we had a lot of knowledge there.
It's different than if you eat grass.
Is there chocolate milk, 2%, like all different?
It just depends upon mother is...
Hey, it.
Your lady is eating.
Ooh. Okay. Boy, that's science right there. Wasn't that science?
That's a doctor.
No, the doctor is the one always looking like, what's the thing called? Harpo, not Harpo.
Oh, God.
What did I call it?
How do you spell this place? I need to start following them because I need some holiday shopping.
Yeah, really?
Yes.
I know when I'm buying voice.
Yes. It is called Lolly, like Lolly, pile, P-H-I-L-E, a file.
I'm putting it in my notes.
Raleigh file.
Looking at the website, it's pretty interesting.
Oh, well,
my
nice.
My point about that, you know, yes, I think it's going to create.
Well, first of all, where in Texas was it?
Austin.
Well, hello, Austin has everything weird as it is. Have you ever been there? It's one of the coolest, most like innovative, crazy cities ever. So, of course, that's from there.
Hey, Billy, while you're on that website, don't be afraid to do some Christmas shopping.
I was literally thinking about that. You can get 4 lollipops for $8.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know,
I'm already on the website.
Yeah.
They have chocolate bacon lollipops.
Oh, man.
I would eat that.
Right?
Sure. Have you guys ever been to Voodoo Donut where they have all those like crazy donuts?
Are they still around?
Maple bacon donuts.
That's my fave.
Yes, they're still around.
All right, so listen, Billy, if you're on there, I'll give you this Spike on the Mic expense account credit card.
Oh, okay.
And I would like you to order some things, but I want you have to get the mermaid because I have everybody pretends to know what that is. Ooh. I don't know what the hell mermaid flavor is.
Okay.
All right, so you can use the SOTM credit card.
Expense All right, account. You have to send that to me.
Done. I'll send you the number.
Okay.
Hey,
what was the...
Ricky,
what was the price?
$8 for 4 lollipops.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, that's not bad.
This place is cool. It's got to be cool.
Serious.
It's $2 a lollipop. You can get a Tootsie Pop with gum in the middle of it for less than a dollar.
Yeah, but that's not breast milk. Come on.
Yeah, but how many of them taste like?
Mermaid. Breast. Yeah.
And how many of them taste like chocolate?
Or mermaid.
And mermaid. Hold on, Dr. Cam Clark. Do you have any idea what mermaids taste like?
Oh. No, and I don't. I'm not going to eat it either.
Daddy.
Yeah. I'll eat chocolate.
Yes.
They have Pan Galactic Gargle Blaster lollipop.
Oh, this is a good place.
Right?
Yes.
Now I want to give them my money.
How much are they? $42?
Oh, give them Spike.
It's $8 for 4 lollipops.
Wow.
All right. Well, we gotta get some. I have to check this thing out before they go out of business. But actually, this is what I really want to know. Where are they getting the sampling of the breast milk flavor from?
Flavors.
Breast.
What
think it's
cool
just that
idea.
Simple card. Yeah. Just go right there. And say, hey, can we sample this to get the flavor?
Well, why would you go to the lab and come up with a formula when you can just get the actual thing?
Yeah.
I guess they have to make sure they hire females if they work there too, huh? Pregnant females or however y'all are ready to do milk. Because
They probably have farms. The women come in to be milked every morning. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We better order before they go out of business.
Three batch of bacon lollipops.
Can you imagine they're gonna say, "Hey, Hal, we actually got an order from Tampa."
Wait, I need to know. I need to know what this flavor is. Party girl lollipops.
That tastes like some alcohol. I betcha.
Yeah. Or regurgitated alcohol. Party girl, and girl is spelled G1RL.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we don't want that one. Okay.
Well, they're very hip.
You don't want that one. All right, so let's go ahead and get down to topic changing music.
One topic is never enough. So here's another one on the Spike and the Mike Show.
All right, now this topic, it's I like to call this, you do the crime, you dig the time.
You do the crime, you dig the time.
Yeah, I don't know if that goes with this. All right, over in Indonesia... That's Indonesia.
Okay.
You said it correctly. Indonesia. Yeah. You said it correctly.
Mark this time and date.
Yeah.
Serious. Well, this is a coronavirus-related story. Over in Indonesia, their cases have raised up like 3,600 per day, which is making their total go up to like 218,000 cases of coronavirus. Mm-hmm. Well, over there, it is kind of against the law to walk around without a mask. Because they're trying to put the thumbs down on this infectious disease they're passing.
We should do that.
Yeah, really. Well, the district head over there, he has come up with this great deterrent for people who refuse to wear masks. And I'll give you a, let you guys try to guess what you think the deterrent is. I'll start out with you, Bill Smuts. He wasn't there. All right, PWs.
I think the deterrent is you're just shot on sight.
All right, voice of reason.
They get pantsed.
You get pantsed. Yeah.
They get
Wait, can I change? Can I change mine to pink belly?
And pantses.
Yeah. You get pink bellied. Yeah.
Yeah. Dr. Captain Clark.
Over in. They get a fine.
Oh, there you go. And Tiffany's.
God, I don't even know.
If
in
you,
Indonesia.
Yeah, if you break the rule of not wearing a mask, what do you think they make you do?
I mean, I don't even know. I don't even know what to guess.
You don't even guess. All right, Billy.
Read this story, by the way.
They give you coronavirus.
Good one, Smosh. What'd you just say?
I read this story. They make you listen to the Spike on the Mic show.
Wow. Man, what a horrible punishment.
Oh, my God. Yes, serious.
Yeah, well, that would probably make everybody wear a mask.
That is. But no. What they're doing over there is if you refuse to wear a mask or you're caught walking in the streets without wearing a mask, they fine you, as Dr. Captain Clark said. They give you a punishment. And you have to dig the graves of dead corona people.
Oh, God.
That's serious.
That is some wild things there. So I guess if you...
But that's pretty serious.
If you don't have it, I mean, if you don't have your mask on, when someone dies of corona, I guess they come by your house and they give you a shovel.
Oh, man.
They take you out to the grave. You have to dig the grave on that.
That's so kind the guy of effective, was saying, I think.
He's saying you think this should be a good deterrent.
Yeah.
Or people not following the rules.
I mean, you can't.
Would that make you wear it? Somebody? Anybody?
I missed the punchline.
You missed? There was no punchline.
Well, what was the what's the punishment? I got my internet wasn't working for a second, so I couldn't hear you guys. What was the punishment?
That. Fine. Go ahead.
Okay, a big fine, and they have to bury victims that die of a.
Yeah, you have to dig the grave of somebody who's died from it.
Yeah.
I think that's effective.
Yeah, really. And then they have a potential of getting the Rona. So they're just really just piling on with this punishment. So besides having to listen to the Spike on the Mic show, you also have to go outside and dig a grave for the people. But now here is the punchline that Billy missed. In that village or community where they are, they only have 3 grave diggers in the whole city or the community. So aside from that,
they had 3 grave digger the monster truck.
Yeah, that's what it. So
I mean, times are tough, I guess, over there, huh? Indonesia. Exactly. I mean,
so it's a way to help the gravediggers out because they only have 3 professional gravediggers. Then right. They need to force people to dig graves.
Well, I'm out.
Therefore, they force the non mask wearers. What's that, Dad? I couldn't
I'm
hear
out.
You.
I'm out.
So being
for those of you radio listeners. PW is now wearing a mask.
Well, yeah, of course. But I ain't digging no grave.
Being a conspiracy theorist person that I am, I'm thinking crooked government can just say, hey, ha, 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 you didn't have your mask on and make me do this. You know, you probably can't fight the feeling or fight the government.
Even if you have your mask on.
Right. If they decide, oh, we got 12 bodies to bury and we got 3 grave diggers and they're all a little tired. And they just see somebody walking down the street.
Yep.
So, middle note to the staff on this, like on my show, we're not going over to Indonesia, all right?
Nope, not going to do it.
No time soon. If that's okay with you guys, right?
I'm okay with that.
Wouldn't be prudent.
wouldn't be prudent.
Not going to do it.
All right, so let's go ahead and do another topic changing music.
Yay! The third topic on the Spike and the Mike Show this week is this one.
Man, we are really flying through topics here, and they're just coming at us left and right. So, coming at us left and right, we ran across a Dear Spike letter.
Oh. So, I don't have to repeat that.
Yeah. This topic is like called Dear Spike on the Mic.
Oh, Dear Spike on the Mic.
Well, I was about to go make myself a drink. I need to stay for this.
Oh, yeah, you need to.
Yeah, really. W.
Yes.
Is there in the background Dear Spike on the Mic?
Let me see. Cool. There might be.
This letter came.
Here it comes.
And it goes out, Dear Spike on the Mic, my girlfriend and I have been dating for 4 years, and we've been engaged for one. Not long after we set the wedding date, she told me about her family tradition for marriages. My girlfriend and her family are from different cultures, so I didn't know about this tradition. She said that the boy must take the mother of the bride out on a date, buy her a dress, buy her something to sleep in, and then pay for a hotel, and they spend the night in the hotel.
Wow!
Now,
damn.
She said sex is not expected or required.
It's not just required, it's just possible.
She said back in the day, that's how they did it from this country they were, and then just as tradition, they keep it going on.
You want daughter, you got to do mama.
Yeah, well, imagine though, all of a sudden, you know, sex is, and then 9 months later, you have your sister.
Brother? Sister? Yeah, what is that?
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
I want to get a refill.
Yeah.
I need a drink for this.
Yes.
Well, she said that, well, the letter goes on to say that my girlfriend and I, we talked about it earlier, but now as the wedding date gets closer, she brought it up again. Have I picked out the dress for mom for our date night? I laughed it off, waiting for her to move on, and she didn't move on. And I told her I was uncomfortable doing this. She insisted, got mad, left, and went and told her family about this.
Ooh.
They all reached out to me and asked me what was wrong and why was I being a jerk about this fun family tradition.
Yeah.
Well, but the mother called and said, you know, you're a great guy. I love you. Would love to have you as a son-in-law. But if you refuse this, I'll understand. Question to the Spike on the Mic panel. He says, am I an asshole for being stubborn for not wanting to continue this tradition? So you got to think about that. Now, this is a fun little tradition that the family has been doing, I guess, for years and years and years. So now I'll ask you, he wants to know, What should he do about this? Smosh, you're bumbling in. What are you going to say?
You say, how many kids do they have? If they've been doing this for years and years and years, or is this just something that this is a tradition and no one ever has done it in their family except for 20-somewhat years ago or 30 years ago?
No, I think it's now I'm going to make this part up. She might be like Indian, and wherever the country they're from, they do that. It's not necessarily her family, it's just her, you know, like.
It's like her culture, so it's like generations have done this.
You step on a glass at some wedding.
You break your mother's.
Yeah. So, Smarts, is he being a jerk for not continuing with his family tradition?
Oh, well, is he being a jerk for not wanting to sleep with his fiance's mom?
Yes. Yeah.
An interesting question. No.
He's not. Okay. Tiffany?
This is stupid.
Why you say that?
Is this letter real? Did you make this? Did you make all of this up?
Hey, Tiffany, when you got married last week, did your at the time fiance, your now husband, go sleep with your mom a week before?
Absolutely not. That is a death sentence.
Wow.
No. That is terrible. Who would ever want to even do that? This is a fake fish.
Not
necessarily.
I'll send you the letter. What's the guy named Voice of Reason?
Give me his address. I'm going to write a real letter.
Obviously, there's not going to be anything going on, like, you know, going on.
Hinkering? Right?
Get introduced to the mother, spend some time with her, become part of the family. Yeah, I think he's being a jerk. Why not just I don't understand why he's got to buy her a dress.
that's the tradition, I guess.
Or stay in the same hotel as her.
Well, yeah, because what happens to the voice if he rolls over? He's got morning wood.
They spend the night together, probably in separate beds, obviously.
In separate beds? Like what, you know, where did I?
In separate rooms. But the thing is,
that's not the tradition, boys.
He spent, it's the tradition.
No.
Him getting introduced to get to know his family. Right? Just so he knows what his wife is going to be like in.
Sure. In the hay.
All right, Billy.
Yeah, in the sack.
No. Just no. I can't know.
And Dr. Captain Clark?
Well, no, he's not being a jerk because he's uncomfortable with a situation that most of us find strange. And if this is just one of their family cultural traditions, it's probably an indicator of there's more things he's probably going to be uncomfortable with down the road. And maybe they should have a talk whether they should even go further with this.
Right.
Yeah, and, I really can.
Yeah, PW?
Yeah, it's going to be weird when his new brother-in-law is actually his son. That's going to be kind of weird.
That's a lot of math.
Yeah.
Well, the story says that he says that they've been dating for 4 years and engaged once. That means it's five years together, fooling around.
Sure.
And his family, she's from another culture, and that's a long, long tradition.
Yeah, and I'm just waiting for her to explain to all her friends, like, well, why did you and Spike break up? Well, he didn't want to sleep
through with it.
Yeah,
so, he wouldn't sleep with my mother.
This is my advice to him. So this is a cultural thing, right? So then maybe he should look up that culture to see if that tradition is an actual real tradition or if it's just this family's weird thing trying to get mama a new dress.
And they're faking her out.
But the story says that the girl went home and complained to her family, and family members called him and asked him, why are you being a jerk about this? And he said he was feeling bad. Well, he didn't. I'm assuming he said he was feeling bad. But the mom later on called and said, you know, it's the thing that our culture does.
Yeah.
She's probably saying, but since you're probably American, we don't care.
Yeah.
I personally would probably just go through it because it's a tradition.
Of course you would.
What do you mean, of course he would?
Because his wife or mother-in-law told him to do something, so he would do it.
Well, yeah.
I want to go straight to the resistance fighters.
Wait. Here's the problem right here. I had to press the button because Tiffany whispered a bad word. And yet now we just said morning wood, and that's just fine. You know, well, there's something wrong there.
Words?
But nothing fell out of my whisper.
Yeah, you. I don't think.
No,
yeah,
I heard it. I heard it clearly.
Yeah. I think because I say it so much that whenever I even just mouth it, you hear it.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. That just the power of your lips forming
you just hear me saying
wow.
It.
Wow.
All right. So going back to helping this guy.
Like Gandhi.
You know, we don't, they don't have to smash, right? They don't have to anchor. It can just.
No, come on. Yeah.
Right. So they don't have to smash, but.
It's kind of like
they have to spend the night in a hotel together.
Yes.
What are they doing? Yeah. Are they digging up graves for Corona people?
Are they are they spelling? Are they staying in the same hotel room?
Yeah. If you go to bed with a pit bull, you're gonna smash. You know, it doesn't.
But it's kind of like you guys saw the movie Tiffany. No. The Fish and Mr. Limpets, and that's not named the fish. That's not the name of the movie.
I know what you mean though. Yeah. With Don Knotts.
Yeah. Mr. Limpet.
What was it?
The Ghost and Mr. Limpet.
Yeah.
No.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Don't anybody say anything. Y'all know what I'm talking about. That's the power of communication.
Go on. Yeah.
I've never heard that in my life.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
I had no idea what you're talking about.
He's combining two different movies.
Okay, so. Dr. Captain knows, PW knows. Smosh, you have no idea?
No idea. What was it? Voice called notes. Wanda?
No, it was the Ghost and Mr. Chicken.
Yeah, Mr.
Yeah.
What?
Ghost and Mr. Anyway, Ghost it's and Mick Mr. Jagger's Chicken. Dad, Don Knotts.
That's it. You still lost?
Yeah, I've never heard of that movie before.
The Ghost and Mr. Chicken.
Yeah. The Ghost and Mr. Chicken?
Yes.
I've never heard of that movie before.
Yeah.
Attaboy, Luther.
Yeah. So then he had to go spend the night in a place they thought was haunted.
Yes.
Although it had nothing to do with tradition, but it was just that to prove a point. These people here, this guy says he got to marry this girl. He loves her, and I guess and I'm sure Billy, he probably looked up all the tradition of the, and I'm gonna stop saying Indian culture. I don't know if it's Indian.
You
but
don't.
Whatever the culture is, like, okay, like you go to a wedding and then people step on the glass. What is that?
That's different. You know,
that's a Jewish. That's Jewish. Right.
Yeah.
That's a Jewish tradition.
You're fine. Okay.
That's the same one where they pick them up in the chair?
No. Yes, actually. Yes, that's a Jewish thing. Or
yeah,
like jumping over the broom. The jumping over the broom is an African American tradition.
Yes.
Or
not sleeping with somebody's.
Staying in a hotel room with your mother, your future mother-in-law.
Yeah.
You don't. Go ahead, boys.
Don't try jumping over that broom thing. That's very dangerous. Don't do it.
Okay.
My advice is don't do it.
Why?
Oh, God.
You ain't African American.
You can break your nose. You can break your arm.
Your nose or your arm would get broken by jumping over a broom.
Mm-hmm. Fine. If you don't, okay, go ahead, Billy. You're going to make it, but try it and see what happens.
I'll go do it right now in my kitchen.
No, okay.
Have you seen the movie?
Should I get up? Should I get up and go do it?
Put on your long sleeve bra first.
It's
one of the scariest things you can ever try.
You guys missed it. I said, should I go to my kitchen and jump over a broom? And Dad said,
put on your long sleeve bra first. Yeah.
And Tiffany said, Tiffany, what'd you say?
Bring it over into the camera view so we can watch.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. So listen, I'm going to go ahead and give this guy some advice. Go through the ritual, man. Do it. You know, it's what the family do. Oh, also
mom-in-law. Yeah.
Yeah. She should do it. Everybody's has probably done it before and it all worked out okay.
Yeah.
So I think we should do it. You guys need to
do it. He should definitely do it.
Yeah. We need to come together and be as one right now over me.
Over me. Yeah.
I was going to say over team, but I don't know. That's
over me.
Right.
Yeah.
Serious. Boom, boom, all right, let's see if we squoze in one more before we get good.
All right, I'll try.
Change the music.
One more topic before we actually get good on the Spike and Mike show.
Oh, man. All right, so I like to call this topic here, wait, you had the solution all the time?
Wait, you had the solution all the time?
Right. Okay, you guys have heard of Pringles, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so.
I'd be eating them now if I had any.
Oh. Potato chips in a can.
Yeah.
The Pringles tube tries to wake up from the recycling nightmare because the Recycling Association has dubbed the Pringles tube as the villain because of its complex construction. Where it has the metal base, the plastic cap, the metal tear-off lid, and the foiled lined cardboard paper to keep the things fresh and clean.
Bad boys.
Yes. So what Pringle is doing, or the makers of Kellogg, what they're doing there, they're trying to rebrand the Pringles cylinder, potato chip cylinder.
Okay.
And so we all on board with that. Well, what'd you say? Somebody said something?
Clark
said. No.
Oh. I
think Clark said, help me.
I had to introduce
him. Probably falling asleep. Yeah. Well, what they're going to do is now they're going to say they're going to make the new can, which is going to be 90% paper.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Ooh. And 10% of it is going to be a plastic barrier that seals the interior and protects it the food from oxygen and moist and keeps it in its sure. from danger state.
We need that.
But that's, yeah. that's plastic.
Keeps it from being but keeps it from being crushed, because that's the real important thing.
No,
they don't get crushed in the tube.
No. Yeah. No, you can't expose those chemicals to the
oxygen
air.
And moisture.
Yeah.
That I yeah. Well, I yeah. feel like cardboard would do that.
No. Those are
it's those pervious.
Those right. aren't actual chips. Those are chemicals.
Chemical chips.
That are in the form of a chip.
Yeah. Right. So the king of, thing about the story is reading the rest of the story, they said they're working on now, or they're going to now make the lid a plastic, recyclable plastic lid that the, that obviously they can use. So what's popped out on me is, why didn't they do that all the time? Why in the hell does Pringles didn't just do that from the jump?
Why didn't everybody make their packaging very recyclable?
Technology and cost.
We've advanced.
Oh, you think it's cost technology?
It's costly to make any packaging that's sustainable or eco-friendly. It is a lot more expensive, but it is the trend now. A lot of companies or a lot of people are looking to buy groceries or packaging that is sustainable and eco-friendly. Like the grocery store Aldi, most of their produce packaging. And everything and packaging is all eco-friendly and sustainable. That's like one of the only stores that has transitioned.
I've never been to Aldi.
Oh, Aldi's great.
Oh, it is?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, go
I got an innie.
You know what, you know what the full name of Aldi's is?
No.
What's that?
Aldi's cheap-ass groceries.
Well, so are we all decide we're going to champion Pringles or Kellogg's to make
my boxer shorts are sustainable.
So nobody did this before because it was cheap to do it. Making think about Oreos that comes in a plastic tray. They're all lined up in a plastic tray and then coated in a plastic package. Right?
Yeah. Right.
So it's all plastic.
Plastic.
You know, that's probably eventually cookies are not going to be, because it's all just wasteful plastic that's not recyclable
and only one part of it's only recyclable.
Right.
Oh, well, this is a good thing. Then maybe Pringles is setting a trend or catching up to the trend. So
catching up to the trend.
Well, do you know the Lay's Stacks cans? Those are plastic and those containers are recyclable.
The who?
Lay's Stacks, it's Lay's version of Pringles.
Ah, never seen.
They come in a plastic tube.
Now I want Pringles.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
You know what? If they really want to be eco-friendly, they would just eliminate packaging. You just go by the factory and give them some money, and they just give you some chips.
Dump it in my reusable bag.
Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta go to Alta.
They're gonna be crushed anyways.
Yeah. You gotta.
How many would you like? Some.
You gotta go to Albright, get the Albright store to get that though, right?
Yeah.
Aldi.
Aldi, okay.
I can't even.
Albright.
How much is some? Yeah.
Yeah.
75 cents.
That story there kind of follows with a little, what's the thing, what I call it? Oh, a cow chip.
Yeah.
I was just thinking it would just give you something to think about. So next time you're in the grocery stores,
yeah.
People listening. Check out not all this. Well, God damn it. Oh, sorry.
Check out Pringles.
Check out Pringles and then see if they.
I'm pretty sure damn it is okay.
Oddly. What that? Say that again?
I'm pretty sure damn it is okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it sounds bad.
It does.
But yeah. I'm probably going to go, because this is my second cocktail. I'm probably going to go to 7-Eleven and get Pringles right after the show.
Oh, yes.
Ooh,
yeah.
The power of persuasion.
And now I want Oreos
because
I mentioned them.
All right.
Do they make any onion-flavored Pringles?
Oh. Yeah, like that sour cream great. And onion.
Oh.
Cheese pizza, barbecue.
Oh. It's so good.
Yeah,
it's just absolutely, it's fake food at its finest.
Yes.
All right, and the last story I want to do, actually I just want to do a topic change in music real quick.
What? We're going to squeeze one more in, and so we can squeeze one more out.
What is he squeezing?
One in and then squeeze one.
Yeah.
Was he literally squeezing the top?
Yes, he was squeezing one in so we could squeeze one out. Yeah.
All right. So,
guys,
AW.
Yes.
You got any NFL music? We're gonna pick some NFL picks real quick.
Oh, I used to have music.
All right. Well, just give me any kind of music.
Okay.
So basically, what I'm doing, I'm gonna give you guys five or six teams, and I just need you guys to pick the winners and the losers. All right.
Oh man, doesn't that sound like the NFL?
Yeah, basically.
I hit another button. I don't know who on the resistant fighter teams are boycotting the NFL, but
first team
I want you guys to pick is next weekend's game between the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Tennessee Titans. And I'll start out with you, voice of reason. Jacksonville and Tennessee.
Jacksonville.
You going with the Jacksonville?
Because they're Jaguars.
Smuts.
That's an easy one, unless Derrick Henry gets hurt tonight, because I will take the Tennessee Titans. But if that could change,
I wrote it down, Tennessee.
Well, yeah, but you got Tennessee hasn't even played their first game yet. What happens if they lose like five players to injury?
You got to pick tonight.
Yeah, really.
You made it.
And so, PW.
I agree, though, actually, Tennessee.
All right. Billy.
I was actually going to say Tennessee before anybody said anything, and I'm sticking to it.
You lie.
No, I was.
I'm just going to pick Jacksonville.
Just to be different? Just to be ornery?
I do. I just don't care about it anymore.
I'm actually surprised. I'm surprised that Dad picked Tennessee, because he usually roots for all Florida teams.
Right.
Regardless of any affiliations.
Yeah, but
all Florida teams.
Dr. Captain Clark.
Tennessee.
All right. The next guy we have to go with, how about the Miami Dolphins against the Buffalo Bills? Tiffany, I'll get you out of the way.
Me?
Yeah.
Miami.
We're going back to Miami. Dr. Captain Clark.
Buffalo.
Let's go, Buffalo. Smites.
I'll take Buffalo.
Even if they lose like 1,000 people?
Well, they already played yesterday, so, you know.
Billy?
I'm going to say Buffalo because I unilaterally hate all teams from Miami.
All right, voice of reason.
Miami.
And PWs.
I'm going to go with Monica and Buffalo.
Let's go Buffalo. All right, let's go ahead and how about this one? For the Thursday night game this week, let's go with – I don't even know these teams. Cincinnati Bengals against the Cleveland Browns. And I just picked them because they both have first-round draft choice quarterbacks playing.
Cincinnati against Cincinnati.
Aren't they both terrible?
Yes. All right. So Billy, who would you pick between Cincinnati and Cleveland?
I'm going to say the Browns.
All right. And voice of reason?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Cincinnati team.
All right. And PWs?
I really like the Browns helmets, but I'm going with Cincinnati.
Going with Cincy. All right. Tiffany?
I'm choosing Cincinnati as well, even though they both suck the last time I followed the NFL.
Yeah. Dr. Captain Clark?
Cleveland.
Going to Browns and Smites?
Hey, I'll take the Browns, although if Odell Beckham plays like crap like he did yesterday, then, all bets are off. But I'll take the Browns.
All right, and then next week's game also, I forgot to put this one in there. How about the Bucks and the Carolina Panthers? I'll start out with you, Billy. Bucks and
Billy,
Carolina.
Billy?
I'm going to say Carolina.
Ooh.
Goodness. Voice of reason.
Bucks.
All right, PW?
Oh, it's got to be the Bucks. They can't be as bad as this week.
All right, Tiffany's?
Definitely the Bucks.
All right, Dr. Captain Clark?
Bucks.
And Smites?
Brady and the Bucks win by double digits.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah,
now, the most important game in the NFL is the Oakland Raiders.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, you're talking about the Las Vegas Raiders.
Against New Orleans Saints. And I'll pick out with you. Let's start with you, Smites.
not a good way to open up that new palace in Vegas. Give me the New Orleans Saints.
Oh, my damn. Clark?
Raiders.
Hurrah. Tiffany?
Saints.
All right. Billy's?
Saints.
Man, my pen is running out. Voice of Reason?
CB knows a lot about sports, so I'm going to go with the Raiders.
Okay. There you go. And then PW?
Vegas.
So that's the Raiders. Okay.
Yeah.
And by the way, did you see any of that game yesterday, the Raiders at the Panthers?
Yes.
John Gruden, what's up with the hair?
Yeah, you can keep the hat on and you need to do some crunches.
Is John Gruden coaching the Raiders again?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm so out of touch with any sort of any kind of sports, but that's hysterical. Okay.
Would you like to change your choice now?
No, no.
It's only year three, so.
Yeah.
That's how long it's been since I've actually paid any sort of close attention to anything.
All right, well, to give you a little thing so you don't have to worry about digging ditches and what they call and digging graves, we're going to keep a tally of this thing here, and there's bonuses included with the most wins. We should do it every week, but let's do it
free lollipops.
Why didn't we do this for hockey?
The bonus is free lollipops.
Because hockey didn't have enough. It's
Do you even know that we're like one game away from going to the Stanley Cup final?
Right, but I thought that everybody here is going to pick Lightning, right? So the answer is yes.
That's not true. That there was multiple games before that led up to this.
Yeah, but everybody care about the Lightning. You're probably right. Maybe we should have squoze it in there. So
you know why?
We all like the Bucks. Yeah, we all want the Bucks to win.
Oakland doesn't have a hockey team. That's why.
Oh.
Okay.
Billy. And neither does football either. But hey, it doesn't matter now.
Yeah. Whatever. All right. So listen, you guys. We'll tally up the scores by next show, and then we'll see who's in the lead for this bonus that the Spike on the Mic budget is
buying. We get to dig a grave if we're right.
The bonus should be lollipops.
maybe not. So without further ado, let's go around the room and find out what stuck with you. And you seem to be confusing me. So Dr. Captain Clark, what stuck with you tonight?
Attaboy, Luther!
That should be some homework. Y'all need to go look at The Ghost and Mr. Chicken for all you people who don't know anything about it. But that's okay. All right, so Tiffany, what stuck with you tonight?
Them lollipops, man. I'm going to be looking up that website right when we're done. Start shopping.
Lollifile.
Is it because of the breast milk lollipop or you want the mermaid?
Yeah, just because of the names. I think it would be really funny to send to people. Just like, you know, you ever send like a bag of D-I-C-K-S to anybody? Yeah. I do that. It's the best thing ever.
They have chocolate bacon lollipops. I'm sold.
I like you too much. All right, and Billy, what stuck with you tonight?
I don't remember. Come back to me.
All right, I'll come back to you. When Voice of Reason, what stuck with you tonight?
Oh, I'm sure it's better to spend some time with your mother-in-law to learn about your intended and what she likes to eat and all that stuff. And jumping through a broom is very dangerous.
Through a broom.
I don't think you jump through. I think you jump over it.
Well, you have to jump through it because you have to hold it like this and then jump.
No, that's not true.
Okay.
Steve, that is not true. It's just on the floor in front of the couple and they jump over it the same way. No.
I like the way the voice is doing it.
Yeah,
let's
really.
See it.
Actually, jump. I mean, you got to
look at
him. It's like a TikTok video. Hey, Smosh, what stuck with you tonight?
That Spike and the Mic would have eagerly slept with his mother-in-law if it was a family tradition on their end.
Hey, it's for your
I can't wait for this to happen.
I remember what stuck
3 seconds.
BW, Billy, what's stuck with you?
It's over.
No, it's not. It's got a minute. Daddy, what time yeah.
No,
from?
This
three,
is just, so, it's all over.
What stuck with me is that I'm going to go get Pringles right now.
There you go. And PW, you got anything stuck with you?
I would have chosen more carefully based on the mother-in-law.
And by the way, what did stick with me now is that if we had PW's way, we'd have been 2 minutes short.
Exactly.
No, but we already started 2 minutes late, so, you know.
1 minute late, 1 minute early.
Yeah. Right. It was a 1 minute thing.
Thank you guys so much for participating. Thank the Resistance Fighters. You guys are awesome. And I love you guys all the way around the moon. And bang. This is Spike on the mic, and we'll see you guys next time. I'm out for another 10 seconds.
Oh my God.
Three, four.
Here we go.
Five. Six,
wow.
Seven. Now eight. Say it.
One.